Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
But he is here, Tyler, and so are you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. You shaved your beard down a little bit.
Yeah.
You took it down a little.
Might grow it out a little bit. Grow a little.
You look fantastic.
Thanks, Bob.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy sitting right across from me. Bob Pompiani also across from me. Austin City Limits Bechtold to the left. It's the Starkey
you see
family
that wave
singers.
He just gave you?
Yeah.
Like hi, Bob.
Like he was waving from a distant ship, Bob.
No,
wasn't
like
it?
He's practicing when he's on one of those floats during when he's Grand Marshal.
I would have to bring my hand in a little bit more, wave side to side instead of across.
See, he looks great, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do
you get new earphones, City Limits?
No, these are the same ones. These are the same ones that Crowley has, and I think Crowley stole my headphone bag a couple of months ago.
Probably.
He claims he did not.
He is a thief. Do you like the theme song?
Yeah, I do. I love that because I think you can do that with AI now, right? You put in like a bunch of different things and they make
sadly,
a song.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
to me,
this
that's sad.
Authentic.
Isn't it, Bob,
this
that everything
Lewis's
can be AI
creation.
Now? Like sports writing and singing?
Everything. You don't even have to do anything.
You guys should sing one. You should sing a song.
We are. Limits. Does Tyler not know about Mulsey the Snowman? I had Bob and everybody in the whole building sing this Christmas carol last year, and we're going to do one again, and I want you to be on it.
Yeah, when's the fan Christmas party?
It's coming up.
Sometime.
Soon enough.
Yeah, it's only November. We haven't gotten to Thanksgiving yet.
Have you put your Christmas stuff up yet?
Yes.
No, have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. These
already?
Yes.
It's 60 degrees outside right now.
That's why you do it.
Yes.
Tyler, did you never hear the Mulsey the Snowman?
Yeah, I heard it like 2 weeks ago.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
And now you can hear it again.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman.
Have you heard Bob solo?
I heard it all.
All right. We won't do it again. Or maybe we will, Bob.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman.
This is why we want a Marconi, Tyler.
Tyler, you'd be surprised by how many people on the text line love when we play Mulsey the Snowman. It's a lot.
Here we go.
Good lyrics.
Here we go.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
You like it, Tyler? Are you coming to the party Monday?
Which one?
The fan. Which one?
Yeah, I didn't
the
get
fan
no
one.
Invite.
You know,
where?
We salute the fans down at the drum bar.
For our Marconi Award. You helped us win it.
For the first 300.
You and Jason Mackey both had a part in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd come. I got to get the invite first. So you
Monday
guys invite?
At the...
Well, this is your invite.
Okay,
consider it done.
Guys.
Limits, do you have... Where are my reeds?
The printer still has no ink, so I have to email them to you. That's kind of a problem.
I'll give everybody the details on the party. The first 300 guests get a drink on the fan. Bob, did you hear about that?
So I would suggest everyone drink a French martini if you've never had one, because it's an expensive drink and it's a good drink and you'll like it.
That's right. They didn't say what kind of drink.
We're not shy about spending SPAC money.
What were you guys talking about when I came in? The Sphere in Vegas? What is that?
Oh, you don't know about the Sphere?
No.
Oh, Joe. It's a beautiful new building that is shaped like a sphere, and they do stuff on the outside, on the inside. They have 165,000 speakers.
What do you mean? Like Wayne Newton?
It's like
concerts, things like that?
Yeah. My wife and I saw the Eagles out there. It was unbelievable. And you've been out there, right, Tyler?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
No,
we didn't have a microphone cover, Bob. So the voice sounds a little too harsh going into the mic without a cover.
And you didn't want to
I know what you were thinking. You don't have to remind anyone.
It's the one Crowley was spitting on, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, Crowley just sneezed on it.
And he's sick, actually.
You know what? My wife's a germaphobe. I am not. I think you're going to get sick or you're not. I think it all depends on being rested and making sure you're not too tired.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it depends on what germs you're exposed to.
No, it doesn't.
Did you play with a player who was a germaphobe?
No, but I play with some guys that had some real odd tendencies.
Like what?
Who was the guy? Jokinen. Remember Jokinen?
You see Jokinen? Yeah.
He would drink his soup. Like he would eat soup. Like
with a fork?
With a spoon, but it'd be like real fast. Spoon pizza bread. Like it was like real fast. And we were like, oh my God, dude. Like there's no rush. And he had so many weird the way he ate. But
yeah.
He was thinking it was a 2-on-1. He doesn't get many of those. So he had to make sure
you know, when you like look at him, you're like, maybe I am eating wrong or what? Dude, it's free.
Tyler, how about the Penguins? What a story they are early in the season. Yes?
Yeah. What would you
attribute it to more than anything? A change of scenery with the coach, the infusion of young players. Carlson is playing awesome, and he's kind of like, you know, a tone setter back there. Why is this happening?
I think right off the bat, it's a new coach.
Yeah.
The new coach. They needed a new voice. I thought Mike Sullivan was getting extremely stale, and you start hearing some of the comments from Carlson towards Mike Sullivan. I do not think they liked each other at all.
Did you hear those comments, Bob?
It was very...
Yes, and I think it showed, and I think...
Via Josh Yoey, I might add, basically him, and I'm paraphrasing now because I don't have it in front of me, him saying guys now know what they're supposed to do instead of being asked to do things they can't do.
He wasn't shy about saying that in a locker room in a group setting. He said it, and whatever. He is playing much better hockey. I don't think there's any question. More mindful of the fact that he's got 200 feet of ice.
Well, what do you
there.
Mean by whatever, Bob? Those are pointed comments that I think hold truth for him and maybe some others in that locker
maybe
room.
Maybe so. And he wouldn't have said that if it wasn't. So I believe him. But I also know that he's played a lot better. If he wasn't playing any better, then those comments wouldn't make any sense to me. But because he is, I think I understand it.
Yeah.
And when I like Muse. I think he's giving guys opportunities. Like, I don't think Mike Sullivan would have given Ben Kindle the opportunity like he's got right now.
I agree with that. At all. Like, totally.
All those guys, right? Even Brazo. Like, there's no way Mike Sullivan's bringing in a guy like Brazo and giving him an opportunity to play with Evgeny Malkin. Those are, like, the big reasons why. Going back to the decor, I think Carlson has a lot to do with it. I think he's cutting down on he's playing simple, the power play. Like if we would have talked in the summer and you said our power play is going to be number one in the league, I think we all would have fell off our chair, right, after last year. And then, you know, they're keeping it simple. They're getting pucks in that. I think goaltender's been a lot better. And the one thing is what we've missed for a long time is depth scoring and having four solid lines that bring something to the table. When you look at we actually have a fourth line that knows how to play fourth line minutes. You know, I think the one thing we do need to clear up is obviously our shootouts. Our shootouts, it's like, I think everyone, as soon as we go to a shoot, we're like, oh, we lost.
Well, that's because of Shelov. He's been really good, but it's not the worst sin in the world. He's been better than I thought he'd be, but my God, in shootouts, he's horrifying.
But we're not scoring either. We're not scoring on the shootout either. But when you hear what's going on now, Muse is practicing that shootout a lot in practice now, which means he's willing to adapt. He's willing to assess where he's at as a coach, where his team's at. That's something that's very new to the Penguins, because when you win a Stanley Cup, this happened to Dan Bylsma, it happened to Mike Sullivan, they never veer off the belief on how to win no matter what team they have around them. Mike Sullivan, didn't matter if he had a slower team, he still wanted to play fast, and that's not how you play. He never changed his outlook on the team. And so I love what this guy's doing. And again, there's nothing wrong with being, hey, we're not good at shootouts, we need to practice them. I think that shows you're willing to adapt. And those are some of the big things. And it's finally nice to see them start winning games and having some excitement around the Penguins.
Well, it is. And the standings show them to be in third place in the Metro, which is even above the wild card. However, they have lost 4 of 5. What's been happening lately, and how much concern do you have, Tyler, that the bubble's going to burst here?
Well, there's still, you know, obviously the hope always creeps in. The doubt always creeps in. I think when you think of the last 4 games they've lost, one, when teams come back in the third period and when you have a lead and you can't hang on to a lead, that shows there's some inefficiencies in your defensive game, in your style of play, and then you go to the shootouts. That's another problem that creeped in the last 5 games, that they just have not been able to get over that hump. But if that's the least of our concern, that we can't hold a lead, I think you can clean up holding a lead. I think that's like a coaching, a leadership, personnel need to figure that out. But those are solvable problems that I would take any day of the week, especially with where they're at right now.
But I will say this, after those 4 or 5 losses, I thought the back-to-backs over the weekend, they just ran out of gas in the third. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like they were being dominated. Like you would think, they were actually still controlling a lot of the play. It's just that they made some mistakes. And when you make mistakes against good teams, the LA Kings are a good team. They'll come back on you. Guys like Quentin Byfield and Fiala came in and just made a beautiful play on Carlson. That's an individual thing. That's not a group breakdown. So I think overall, even without wins in those games or points in those games, I still came away thinking they're playing better team hockey.
Especially this year, they've always started on time. When I watched the first 2 periods, like, I'm like, wow, they came to play today. They're scoring the first goal, which is like a big, great surprise compared to last year. Remember how many goals were scored on the first shot? Like, talk about taking the wind out of the sails. So to see them start on time and be engaged, especially at the beginning of the year, those are big positives for me. So I'm excited to see where this team's going to go. I think the next 5 games are important, because now you're starting to see, just like you said, Joe, there's some doubt with them losing a couple games. How are they going to get back on the horse? But again, I'm confident because they're getting a lot of different contributions from a lot of different guys, which is good to see. That's what you see in good teams. Not just the first line scoring, all 4 lines and all 6D are on the score sheet.
But I think there's also good things to look at even in losses. Like, for example, they got railroaded in Winnipeg. They were not good that day. Then they go to Toronto. How are they going to respond? Well, they dominated the first 40 minutes of that game. Then they had a complete stupid collapse because they were gambling sometimes and some of the old habits. But, I mean, I saw that reaction after the Winnipeg loss going into Toronto, a team that many people think could win the thing this year, and some of those high-powered forwards. They completely dictated the play for 40 minutes. So I thought that was an encouraging sign, even though they blew that game.
And I think that comes back to, like, having a different coach, right? I think sometimes when you had the same coach and you haven't made playoffs, you almost, not that you give up, but you don't play as hard because you kind of want the guy to get out. You know what I mean? Like, you're going, all right, we got smoked. I bet you if we don't play good again, he's going to might get fired. He's definitely going to be on the hot seat. Where if you have a new coach, it's like, he's not going anywhere. It's all on me. This is if we don't come back with a strong game, it has all eyes are on the players and not the coach, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And now they're in Sweden for a couple of games against Nashville. That sounds like a pretty awesome trip. I lived in Sweden for a year, Tyler. Did you know that?
No. You know who scored the first two goals of the 08 season? OT winner? First game of the year?
Carl Hagelin.
Tyler Kennedy.
Come on, Bob.
Tyler Kennedy?
I had a goal and an overtime winner. Two goals. I thought I was going to get 82 goals that year.
You were on pace. Wait, yeah, what happened?
Were you in Sweden then?
Honestly, Joe, Bob, I'm still trying to figure out what happened because I don't know.
You were on pace for 82. That's right. That was the last trip to Sweden, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it there?
Oh, loved it.
Tell me about it. Tell us about it. I remember just a phenomenal city, Stockholm. I don't know if that's where you guys were. I loved it there.
Phenomenal. Well, the one thing I remember going after the game, after I scored those two goals, and I'm like, wow, this is my breakout year. Yeah, I was like, wow, those are two big goals. Those got my confidence kind of brewing, you know, and that was a big, I guess, point in my career because I was still trying to break into the NHL. I only played, 50 games a year before. So that was huge for my confidence. But going there and just being around the team was huge. And then Stockholm was awesome. Like, I think we were there for 8 days. I think we went out 5 of the 8 days. We were out every night having fun, becoming a team. The team had so many good bonding, exercises, experiences. We did, a treasure hunt or, one of those. And that was a lot of fun. But it was just good to get away from a lot of the noise around, around the U.S. and go somewhere quiet with just the team and bond and play hockey.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you come here, you're on Twitter or, you're around the city or you're going to every other city and you get involved in that. When you're there, it seemed like everything slowed down, right? It was just us. It was like playing minor hockey again. It was just the guys going on a road trip, playing some hockey and coming back. And that's what made it special.
Bob, have you been to Sweden?
No, I've not been to Sweden.
You should have gone with the Penguins this time.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I like looking at different cities, especially ones over there and how the streets are so tiny and shops are thriving on the sidewalk. You can eat outside. All of that stuff intrigues me. I love it. But I haven't been there. Since you live there, every probably nook and cranny about
that. Well, I was only 6, though.
Oh, then you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember some of it. I remember watching Pee Pee Longstocking. Remember that show? Anybody?
No.
Limits? No. Of course he wouldn't remember. No. She was like a famous... Oh, forget it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We should have played golf today, Bob. And
boy, I'll tell you.
Can we still? 2:30 tee time?
Honestly, when I get an hour or two, I go right to bed. Doesn't matter what time. I am surviving.
Oh, you have a kid, a younger one.
Yeah, we have one
baby.
Yeah, we have a baby, and like we got, you know, four kids.
Plus, you can't say to Brandy, "Hey, Brandy, you take care. I'm going out to golf." It's a day. You'd understand.
If you have any extra baby food, bring it in here. We can feed it to Limits.
He likes sautéed carrots.
He likes the mushy bananas. Yeah.
I wish the audience could see the look I'm giving you right now.
You have to admit that's funny.
I apologize.
There's nothing wrong with carrots. They're good for your eyes, even if they come in that variety.
I like baked carrots.
Baked, crunchy.
Yeah, and like a stew or...
Yeah, I agree with you.
Stew, yeah. You get a good roast.
Like a roast. Yeah.
When's the last time you had a nice stew, Bob, with meat, potatoes, carrots?
Yesterday.
Huh? Really?
Really?
Tell us more.
I'm just saying my wife makes a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, in the crock pot?
There's a whole bunch of pots. I don't know what they all are called.
She's got
there's
pots.
Air fryers. There's this. I stay away. I eat.
When she says time to eat, you just come, right?
Yes.
That's the same. Unless it's barbecuing, I'm not.
I like all that stuff. What's the most, in your travels, what is Sweden known for? Like food-wise, is there something?
The girls.
I mean, Swedish meatballs? I don't know.
Swedish
I don't know.
Meatballs are great.
I don't know if the food is the food high on the things you go to Sweden for. I don't know. I remember is everybody smoking. Of course, it was the 70s, so everybody smoked everywhere.
Yeah. No, I don't know what it would be, but I love trying new things, you know, just to see. And then I may not eat the whole thing, but wherever you go, you're going to try.
And it's a beautiful city.
Yeah. That's the one thing. It was so beautiful going over. Everything was just different. You know, like even we'd go shopping and stuff and just everyone, I think, bought outfits because they were just different looking outfits. You know, the shoes were different. Everything was different. Like,
what was your favorite NHL city?
NHL city?
Yeah. When you saw that one at the beginning of the year, we're going where Montreal or somewhere like that. You circle that one, right?
Yeah.
Montreal always because of the buzz, but I love like LA.
Me too.
I love going to LA, going to like Venice Beach, Muscle Beach, like those Anaheim, like those. When I can get on a day off and leave the rink in sandals and like do that, that's what I love. You know, Arizona was another great one. Guys going to the pool. One was like Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale was.
You guys stayed, I think, at the Marriott Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach is a great place.
As I recall.
It's away from Miami, so you don't have to deal with all the traffic.
Man, I couldn't believe my luck when I was covering the Penguins back in 97. And then like, you go and you stay in the team hotel, and there I am at the Marriott Harbor Beach. I'm like, what happened? I was covering like Burl football 3 weeks ago, and now I'm covering the Penguins staying at this luxury resort. It was incredible.
But the biggest beach you've ever seen, right?
That
beach was just endless.
Phenomenal. It's just like a good, solid, like high-end hotel.
Yeah.
Right? Like
one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the trip you hated to go on or city that you didn't want to see?
Secaucus, New Jersey. Probably Buffalo, New York.
No, I like Buffalo because it was close to Canada, but Long Island kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I played there, but like going there, you stayed at this old, terrible Marriott.
I love that Marriott.
What?
You walk right across the parking lot to the rink, plus they have a barber in the basement.
Did you go and get the barber?
Yeah, of course I did. Plus there's an incredible Italian restaurant right near there.
And New York was another one that I always like can't. The one thing like, when I went to New York, I wasn't like, hey, I was like, oh my God, I got to fight Sean Avery tomorrow. That was more my like, thought process. It was always like that guy on your shoulder going, oh yeah, well, enjoy yourself now because tomorrow you're gonna have to pay the piper. You know, like that's honestly how I felt going to New York. But I love New York. Playing in New York, like one of my greatest memories was fighting Sean Avery center ice at Madison Square Gardens and looking around and every single person's on their feet cheering for him, but still I was the other guy, you know.
Yeah, man.
But you know what, there's like, if you go out west in Canada, everything is not like, there's just a buzz, especially I played with Sid. So whenever we came to town, there was like a huge buzz. But Calgary, not fun to go to.
No, I love Calgary. The steakhouses, other places of
yeah, but like, just getting there sucks.
Vancouver? What about Vancouver?
Vancouver's phenomenal. I love Vancouver. Do you stay at the harbor?
Yes, and that was another one. When I first got on the beat, I'm sitting at this amazing hotel. I look out the window. I'm probably writing a story. Well, no, it was 97, so about Yager or somebody. And there's a seaplane landing right in front of me, Bob. I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah, that was...
They don't do that in Buffalo?
No, they don't do that in Buffalo. And the next thing I knew, I was up in a helicopter. You guys ever go up in a helicopter?
I've never been in a helicopter.
Bob?
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous in helicopters.
So was I.
I don't mind flying.
The air, the sky is, you reach out and it's like being in an airplane when you don't have a door next to you. It was insane. I was up above the mountains of Vancouver.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit. You ever been in a private jet? I've never been in a private jet either.
Those are the way to go.
Of course, Bob's been. Money probably has one.
No, but I've been on a few, and I'm telling you, that's the only way to go.
How much do one of those cost, Bob?
Not cheap.
If I wanted to rent
a private plane, depending on your destination, it's going to be from $50,000 to $100,000.
Need a lot of people to make that affordable. Line up with a
I may be underselling it, maybe more. I don't know how much it costs.
But it's possible. If I wanted to rent a private plane
NetJets
and fly
does it all
to
the time, and there are other companies call NetJets.
I could fly to Malibu on a private plane?
Sure, if you're willing to pay the price.
But do you ever hear about like the back way? Like, so say if there's a company going from here to Florida.
Yeah.
The jet has to come back to Pittsburgh, right? If they're just going there and not coming.
So you could take the return trip.
The return flight's like half the cost, but you got to find it. You know?
If you were drunk all the time and had tons of money, you would spend that money so fast. I mean, I'm generally talking. Oh, if I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the ultimate designated driver right there.
Like the late night call. Yeah, I'll take a private plane to Malibu. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could go through millions of dollars in like a few weeks back in the day. You know what I mean? It's
back
so
in the
easy.
Day, I can do it any time of the day. You know,
like, it's so easy to just if you're rich, like filthy rich.
Well, see, now you would do it because you're a golf enthusiast. You would do it to go to play golf. I have a plan. I want to go to Pebble Beach tomorrow.
Imagine us jumping off here and going, "Hey, boys. Let's get in the jet. Let's go to Florida."
Bob, can you lend me $1 million?
Sure.
That wouldn't get you far either.
No, exactly.
It wouldn't get you the prices he's talking.
Yeah, no, he'd burn that pretty quick. But no, you ever hear all the guys, they talk like all these, you know, I'm on Instagram. I love like hearing success stories. And they always say it's more fun and exciting chasing something than actually having it.
Mm.
They said once you are rich, yeah, it's so fun. You golf and all this stuff, but then it gets like stagnant. The best is like chasing it and trying to like.
That's why the rich want to get richer.
Yeah, they get absorbed in like, how do we make more? How do we? Mm. How do we still chase? It's right. It's about the journey. But
is it true, Bob?
I'd like to try it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah.
I don't know. I just try to find good golf courses. I'll overpay for that. I will overpay for that.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with us. Let's talk more about this Penguins Predators situation, maybe a little trip around the NHL. Who knows what else might come up with Tyler, Bob, and Limits. It's all ahead on Pomp and Joe. Chris Hoke, top of the hour. We have a gigantic Steeler game to talk about, a gigantic Pitt game to talk about. Probably the field is going to be shredded by Sunday, wouldn't you say, Bob?
Well, it's supposed to rain now. Originally, Monday, it wasn't going to do that over the weekend, but now it looks like there's going to be rain Saturday, although it looks like later in the day, winds aloft from the north-northwest, which should keep that cloud cover to the south of us until, if you're below I-70, I think things change, but if you're above that, which we are, I think the weather should clear the way for some partly cloudy conditions and a wonderful day for football, and then the rain comes after they put the tarp on, which means Sunday should be fine.
You got to be careful, Bob. There might be meteorologist Bob Pompeiani in your future there.
Off the top, presented
by... You can never be wrong.
JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of, well, no, that's, now I'm, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. I just did the rundown of what's happening on today's show. More Tyler Kennedy.
See what happens when that printer's not working here. We got to fix that.
Now I'm reading off here like Ron Burgundy or Ron Jeremy if Ron Cook were here. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday.
A mistake. You can make that mistake.
It is an honest mistake.
I mean, it is.
To hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Limits?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, Bob. Tyler Kennedy's with us here today, and the Penguins are in Sweden. Would you trade Tristan Jarry if he comes back and starts playing well again? At some point, there's going to be a goalie logjam, and Mirashov is here, and I believe in him. And man, it just seems like when Jari's playing well, which he has been for the most part before he got hurt, it would just be the perfect time to deal him and get that contract off the books.
Yeah,
you got to find a team that needs a goalie there right now, though.
There's got to be some.
I was looking the other day.
Would you, Tyler?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I 100%.
To give this clear guy money enough. Or to do it to, I don't know what you'd acquire in the deal, but you'd mostly, from just your standpoint, just to get rid of the money.
Yeah, just get off the books, yeah. But the one thing that kind of like scares me is I think Mirashov is an extremely good goalie, but you hear a lot of people saying he's in the Marc-Andre Fleury conversation about being as good as him and all that, and it's, for me, I'm like, you're talking about Marc-Andre Fleury, a guy that was first overall that came in at 18 and went right to the NHL. Mirashov's 21 and he started in the East Coast.
Yeah,
so there's a different talent level there, there's a different expectation there, but I think we're all hoping he's going to be the next one But he's got the numbers. Like, he's proved himself at every level and how he's worked for it. Goalies do take longer, but again, I can't wait to see more of this kid, and I hope they give him more of an opportunity. And then I start thinking, is Jari really hurt, or they tell him to take a little break to get this kid up?
Well, they had the same thing with Blomqvist. I think they still have high hopes for him. He got injured too. He's not been around to play. But when he came up last year, I thought I had the same expectations, and he was maybe a little too much for him at first. That doesn't mean it won't work, but right. I think it takes time sometime.
Yeah, there were some of the saves last year that you wanted to see him make for the hype for him coming up that he just didn't make. And again, they just need time to grow into their confidence, grow and learn the speed of the shots, speed of the angles of NHL players. Like, I think there was a clip of Chris Kreider from Anaheim talking about just the different ways to score on goalies in the NHL, and he was talking about how if the puck goes from like east to west, there's like a 75% chance if you get it off in 2 seconds or less, it's going in the net. Like that's where these NHL guys are going. Like, everything is so specific, so, you know, analytic. So many guys have these little skill guys that just teach them all these little things. Like, when he said that, I was like, I never knew that. I was, you know, just that kind of stuff. I was actually going to send that clip to Sid, but he'd probably already know about that. But, like, I never knew. But, again, that's the guys. Like, when I was in San Jose, there was Joe Pavelski, who I think was one of the best players I've ever played with, like, not being flashy. Like, I was like, oh, Joe Pavelski going to lead my team in goals this year? Like, I watched him in practice, and he was the farthest thing from being flashy I've ever seen. But after the first 10 games, he had like 15 goals. I was like, whoa, this guy's figured it out. But he had a guy he'd call after the game, he'd send his clips to, and they would have conversations about how to score more goals and how to get clips. The guy would be like, hey, you know, they would break it down to like there's 12 ways to score in the NHL. There's 12 different ways, like off rebounds. And he would be like, oh, Joe, you're only scoring off, you know, tips and this. You got to start learning how to score off your shot. And it was like a science. And that's when I kind of really thought, I was like, wow, this is getting a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But it works for some guys. Sometimes it gets in other guys' heads. But
what's the biggest story in the league so far this season? You have Anaheim sitting at 11-4-1. You have the Canadiens are great right now. Colorado has lost one game in regulation in 17 tries. They're sitting here with 27 points through 17 games. What's the biggest story for you, Tyler? Or maybe it's a bad story, some of these teams that are horrible.
Best stories, those all are in the West, most of them, right?
Capitals struggling this year a little bit.
Yeah, I think their bubble's kind of burst. I think all the Ovi stuff's kind of over with now. Now it's like, okay. But my biggest story that I love is Celebrini and Bedard. Right,
they're both should be on the Olympic team, yes. And forget their ages, put them on. They made a mistake several years ago when they left Sidney Crosby off because he was too young. What Olympic game was that? Do you remember?
No.
But Crosby was not on that original, I think, the team when he was really young.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were going for the, now, the problem with that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, guys like Sullivan, when he's talking about an American, he tends to go older, veteran types when he's putting together a team. I wonder what John Cooper and company will do with that. Those two guys have got to play on that team.
Yeah, that's that young energy. You can't have those old guys think they can get it done in Olympics. Like, I think you need that young blood. I think, especially with the years they're having, like, I'm very impressed with Bedard, how he turned his career around. Like, he was like that one trick pony that everyone's like, oh, if you don't get open, he can't produce. Now he's a full-time NHL top point getter, top goal scorer. And then you see Celebrini, he went to World Juniors with Sid. You see so many clips of him just drilling Sid with questions. And he might be one of the best 200-foot game players right now. And when you play in those short little stints, you need guys that can play a lot and that don't get tired. I would be very surprised if they don't change the team from the what was it last year? The
Four Nations.
Like, you can't have Drew Doughty out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that, they're like,
they're older guys who passed their prime. Yeah. I'd rather have the young infusion there with talent.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. It's time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Tyler Kennedy in the room right now with us here for a couple more minutes. How about Ben Kindle? Huh? What a budding star he looks like, doesn't he?
I love him. You know what? I think helps him so much? He scored early, right? In his first five games, he got that first NHL goal out of the way, and now he's got five goals under his belt. He's got that confidence that he belongs in the NHL. Mm. He's making all the plays. He's a very confident young hockey player right now, and again, getting put up with Sid, like, that just builds your confidence. So he's been a great surprise, great player. I'm excited to see how he keeps growing through the year. That's the thing. Keep the confidence, you know, bubbling and keep growing. Keep trying to produce. Keep trying to be an offensive threat and enjoy it.
He's on the top power play and should be. He makes a big difference there.
That's a huge difference from the last few years, is that power play.
First of all, I agree with what Tyler said. I think Mike Sullivan probably wouldn't even had him on the roster, let alone if he was playing as high as he is, as many minutes and quality minutes, especially on the power play. It's funny because Sullivan, when he first was up, would rely on guys from Wilkes-Barre Scranton that they needed, and it gave him exactly what they wanted. I think as he's gotten older as a coach, he relies on the older guys. But he's been terrific. And the fact that he just like a sponge around Crosby, I guess, is the best thing you can say, because he's learning as he goes. He sits by him in the locker room. Now he's on his line. You have to have pretty smart hockey IQ to be on Sidney Crosby's line.
That's why I think those young guys are smiling every day, right? They're going there, and they're surrounded by Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And they're learning on him. Like, every time I see a picture of the guy in practice or going to the rink, the guy's got a huge smile, and how can you not blame him? You know, he's being around the guys that he had posters in his room of.
They still haven't made a decision on Brunick, though, and they've scratched him for how many games in a row now, which tells me that they want him up here, right? If they wanted him back to junior, he would have been gone already.
Is it 10 games played, right?
Nine.
Not nine games.
If you get to nine, if you're on for your 10th, that triggers the contract. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't played his 10th game, but he played his 9th game about 2 weeks ago. They've been scratching him every day. I just think that's an indication they want to keep him.
But right? Also,
I mean, how else would you interpret that?
I would interpret they need more time to make a decision.
You don't have any time.
I know, but that's why they're not playing him, because I feel like they're buying time to figure out maybe there's a trade they're trying to do or something to see where he fits in, right?
Cause, that could be, yeah.
You know, like Dumba and Witherspoon, like they didn't sign here on two-year deals. I think they're both on two-year deals to be a healthy scratch, right?
Well, they're playing Witherspoon's pretty well. Those guys earn their ice time. They're pretty good.
But that's where they kind of push a young guy out, and I don't think that's part of the plan. I think part of the plan is bringing a young guy in and figuring out. I think there might be a deal coming up here for a defenseman, or getting rid of a defenseman.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Sunny today with a high of Larry Foote. A low of 36. That's 50, by the way. A low of 36. Jerome Bettis. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tyler Kennedy, thank you very kindly for coming in. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
You know what I'm going to do? There's a show I'm into. Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah,
that was filmed in Pittsburgh. Oh, my God.
You're going to go home and watch it?
Oh, phenomenal. It's a series. It is so good.
Have you watched The Pit?
No.
That's also shot here in Pittsburgh. It won several awards.
Are you in it, Bob?
No, but it's about emergency room life. What's it like to deal with that and all the things that they face? It's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, I'm getting into shows all of a sudden. There's a lot of good shows on right now. Mayor of Kingstown, Landman.
Landman is on Paramount Plus, isn't it? Yeah. Limits.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
He's engaged in another conversation again, Bob.
And he once again has shrugged us off as if we're interrupting
us off as if we're interrupting his conversation instead of feeling free to join ours.
Yeah. That's okay. He's risen to a different level.
Thank you, Tyler.
Tyler Kennedy.
Thanks,
Kennedy,
boys.
Kennedy.
I think they're going to go 2-0, too, on this road trip.
Do you?
Nashville's not that good, and they have pretty big-name players, Stamkos and Marchessault, and those guys aren't doing much.
Yeah, so this is a good opportunity to come back with a lot of confidence going into Thanksgiving.
See you, buddy.
Hey,
see you. All right, Tyler Kennedy has just left the building.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.